باسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد أمين. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. النهاردة عيد من الأعياد السيدية، عندنا 14 عيد سيدي، 7 كبار و7 صغيرين. We have 14 master feast. 7 of them minor, 7 are major. من ضمن الأعياد السيدية الصغيرة اللي هو عيد دخول المسيح الهيكل. والحقيقة عايز كده في دقايق بسيطة كده أتكلم عن إزاي ربنا بسيمفونية مبدعة جدا كان بيعد العالم للخلاص. الحكاية حكاية إن الخلاص ربنا مشغول بيه منذ الأزل، عشان كده الخلاص اللي ربنا مشغول به منذ الأزل ده هوت الله دبر ان هو يختار شعب معين، والشعب دوت يديله النبوات ويديله الشرائع. I can translate عشان ماذا God planning for salvation of the world, and so He selected some people, and these people were the children of Israel. But God preparing salvation not only for the people of Israel, but for the whole world. ربنا بيعد خلاص مش لشعب إسرائيل لكن للعالم كله. That's why we saw so many prophets in Israel, but also God in preparing the world for salvation, there were many steps. One of them is that the Greek language, اللغة اليونانية انتشرت. The Greek language spread all over the world, and all the nation started to know their own language as well as the Greek language. This was very important. Why? Because the apostles started to preach in Greek language to the Gentiles. اللغة اليونانية الله سمح أنها تنتشر على مستوى العالم كله، على مستوى العالم كله، بحيث أن الكرازة لما بولس وغيره من الرسل هيطلعوا يبشروا، هيبشروا ناس بتتكلم باليوناني. عشان كده الله سمح أن اللغة اليونانية تنتشر. دي نقطة. النقطة الثانية أن ربنا سمح ان تيجي امبراطورية قوية، a very strong امبراطورية emperor an empire, a very strong empire that is the Roman empire to have a very strong hand on the world. And this was one of the steps our God planned to be present, ان يبقى في امبراطوريه قويه اللي هي الامبراطوريه الرومانيه. another amazing point is that before Christ to be born and in the year 296 سنه 296 قبل الميلاد، a Greek king called Ptolemy thought that he must translate the Old Testament into the Greek language. And you can ask, what is the importance of that? What is the importance of that? I say to you that all the Old Testament was in the Hebrew language. And no one know anything about the Old Testament and about the Messiah and about the prophecies except the Jews. But our Lord Jesus Christ, when He shall come, He will not be only for the Jews. مش هيبقى لليهود بس، ده هيبقى للعالم كله. And that is why He spoke in the heart of this king, in order to translate the Old Testament into the Greek language. And by this means, the whole world started to know What is the Old Testament? What is the prophecies? So many, many prophecies talking about the Messiah. And this was very important point in preparing the world, the whole world, for the coming Christ, the coming Messiah, the coming salvation. كانت نقطة مهمة جدا أن العالم مش بس اليهود، العالم يعرف من خلال العهد القديم ومن خلال النبوات ومن خلال أشعية وأرمية وسفر التكوين والخروج ما معنى المسيح وما معنى الخلاص. وبالتالي مش اليهود بس اللي كانوا مستنيين المسيح، أيضا الأمم. Not only the Jews were waiting for the Messiah and were waiting for Christ, but also all the world through this translation. And this translation was done through 70 elders. I want you to know that this was not from his own mind, but God spoke in his heart in order to translate the Old Testament, and that the whole world be aware about salvation, about the Messiah. And this was very preparing, very important preparation for the world. كانت نقطة مهمة جدا في إعداد العالم لقبول التجسد. نيجي بقى للنقطة الثانية اللي هي إن واحد من السبعين رسول اللي هو سمعان الشيخ الرجل الكبير دوت، الحقيقة لما جاي ترجم، احنا طبعا قرينا في السنكسار دلوقتي، لما جاي ترجم حظه جاي في أشعية، وبيترجم أشعية 7 آية 14، هو ذا العذراء تحبل وتلد ابنا. One of the 70 elders who were translating the Old Testament was Simon the Elder. And while he was translating Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, behold, the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son. And he started to be in trouble. How can he translate a virgin give birth? They shall mock him. They are Gentiles. They do not believe in miracles. And he started to think that he can put another word. He can put a young lady. قال أنا أحطها فتاة أو حاجة زي كده. أحطها كلمة فتاة وتمشي. But the Lord spoke in his heart. Write the perfect and accurate translation. And you, Simon, shall not die except you yourself live and to see this son who will save the whole world. That's why Simon the elder lived more than 300 years. الرجل عاش 300 سنة. Simon the elder is described in the Gospel of Luke as just and devote. Devote. Just and the devote. يعني بار تقي. This is very, very great witness from the Holy Spirit to this man. He was just and devote. يعني بار وتقي. Not only this, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Why he was waiting? Because since about 300 years, God spoke in his heart that he must write the accurate translation and he will live and not die until he sees by his own eyes this son and this salvation. That's why it is written here, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Not only this, he was just devout and waiting for the consolation. One very important point, the Holy Spirit was upon him. حاجة جميلة قوي ان احنا نعرف ان الراجل ده كان بارا تقيا متوقعا تعزية اسرائيل والروح القدس كان عليه. شخصية جميلة سمعان الشيخ ده. This very great man, Simon the Elder. And it is written that it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoke in his heart and said to him, he would not see this before he had seen the Lord's Christ. مش هيموت إلا لما يشوف المسيح الآتي. And it was amazing and interesting that in this special day, today, when Saint Mary came to the temple with Joseph and brought the son to present what is written in the law, لما جم عشان يصنع بالطفل كما يجب في الناموس. And this special day, Simon the Elder came. How he knew that this is the day he was promised to live until this day? How? This is what is written in this. He came by the Spirit into the temple. ده راجل كان بيقاد من الروح القدس. يعني برضو لما جه الهيكل ما جاش صدفة. ده جه بالروح. He was led by the Holy Spirit. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And then when the parents brought the child, Jesus, to do to him according to the custom of the law and so on, it is said that Simon the Elder, his sight was very weak. And now he was able to see not only this, but he also took the child Jesus on his arm or in his arms and started to bless God. ابتدى يبارك ربنا. شال المسيح على دراعاته. طبعا احنا ممكن نقول ايه يا بختك يا سمعان، انت شلت المسيح على ايه؟ على دراعاته، مش كده ولا ايه؟ صحيح حاجه حلوه يعني. هو شال المسيح على ايديه، واكيد شاله باسه يعني كانت لمحه كده جميله. بس انا بس عايز اقول لكم حاجه، هو سمعان بس اللي بيشال المسيح ولا ابونا كل قداس بيشيل المسيح على ايديه؟ مش كده؟ ابونا بيشيل، ومش ابونا بس اللي له الميزه دي، لكن احنا كمان بناخد المسيح اكل وشرب. Now Simon the Elder took the child in his arms, and it is very, very blessing to him to took this this child who was the incarnate God and carried him in his hands. But I say to you, we also, every liturgy, we carry the Lord Jesus Christ on our hands, not only this, but we eat his body and drink his blood. You see? And he started to see, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. قال العبارة المعروفة، الآن يا سيد تطلق عبدك بسلام، عيناي قد أبصرت إيه خلاصك. Now I want to complete this brief sermon in that Simon the Elder was not only just devout, waiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and he was led by the Holy Spirit, and he came to the temple by the Holy Spirit, but also he was a prophet. He has some prophecies. And he said, during he started to speak, he said that my eyes have seen your salvation. Where is salvation? Salvation will be completed after 30 years. But by the spirit of prophecy, he saw salvation as if It has been done. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. He knew that the salvation will be for all people. هو عارف ان الخلاص هيبقى لمين؟ لكل العالم. Not only for the Jews. Although he is a Jewish man. He was a Jewish man. And it said that he was a priest. But his eyes were open to see that the salvation will cover all people. هيغطي كل الايه؟ كل العالم. A light brings revelation to the Gentiles. He started to speak about the Gentiles who will get benefit of this salvation. ابتدى يتكلم على الأمم إن هم هيتمتعوا بهذا الخلاص. And glory to your people Israel. Not only this, but he also saw how the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the sign of cross will be resisted. And so he said to Mary, Saint Mary, مسك العذراء كده وقال لها على فكرة تعالي يا بنتي هنا هذا قد وضع للسقوط وقيام إيه كثيرين ولعلامة تقاوم. This child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign which will be spoken against so many millions of people until now are speaking against our Lord Jesus Christ and speak against the cross, the sign of cross. And he also had prophesied for Saint Mary and said to her, Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also. طبعا العذراء تعرضت لألم وقالت أما العالم فيفرح لقبول الخلاص أما أحشائي فتلتهب عند نظري إلى صلبوتك. For the world, let it rejoice for receiving salvation, but for me, my inward part will be burning in pain. أحشائي تلتهب when I see you crucified and hanging on the cross. This in brief, the blessing of this day, and we are not speaking about something far from us. مش بنتكلم عن حاجة بعيدة عننا. But what or whom Simon the Elder carried in his arm, we carry every day in the altar, every liturgy, and not only we carry him, but we also abide in him through eating his body and drinking his blood. May the blessing of this feast be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.